plans.
You'll also get a free copy of 10 Things to Know About Planning Your Retirement Income Just for Calling. We have a combined 45 years of experience in financial services serving those that are retired or close to retirement.
Call Heisey Advisory Group today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heisey Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to some.
You know, I actually have saved a recording.
Can you hear
of
a bit of hat?
Sorry.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah. What's a funny talking man singing this opening song out? I'll never forget it. He did
really?
It one day, and I saved it. It's I don't even know if I can play it.
That has to be sad for you.
All right, I'll play a little of it.
In the shade.
In the shade. With the booze on the way.
What's this?
I'm not afraid.
It's a recording of Funny Talking Man.
A recording?
I'm not afraid because this woman.
How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
Crossed over. I never had a sin.
Yeah, this is a recording for a Funny Talking Man guy.
I thought we'd love
that. Don't talk over.
No,
it's don't talk
over. Oh, sorry.
Polish on my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I thought we lost over.
How'd I do? Did I sing okay? How'd I do?
I can't play any more of it.
Yeah,
I remember we lost all the recordings.
No, I found.
He held on to one.
You know how these artists, after they die, they always find these never before discovered tapes.
Right.
Yeah, I found.
That's great.
Previously undiscovered Funny Talking Man recordings. It is sad. I'd rather move on to something else and not talk about it if we could.
No new updates on that.
No, nothing. Let's not talk about it.
Boy.
Okay.
Good afternoon and. Welcome to the October 29th edition of Binion's Playhouse. Today, we're gonna do something today. I hope we can do it, and I hope I can get. And it's probably just going to be women to help me discuss this, because this is something that has been referenced in comedy monologues on the late night shows. It is referenced. I mean, everywhere you turn. This 50 Shades of Grey. Now, I don't know how many people actually have ever read a word of it. I know a lot of women have. This woman has become, well, her name is like E.L. James, I think. She's British.
Is it just one book now? Is it
no,
a series?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
There's three.
Oh, yeah.
But once they're all called 50 Shades of Grey?
No, no. They're called, I don't know,
50 Shades
of Black. More Grey or The Next Shade or, you know, it's something that's, it's obviously a spinoff or a sequel to 50 Shades of Grey. But to make, well, to give you the short version of what I'm going to say later is my wife, I told my wife, I said, I'm not ever going to read this book, but I am curious. When anything is talked about as much as this is, or Harry Potter, or whatever. And I tried to watch a Harry Potter movie, like 30 minutes. I knew I can't stand this thing. I walked out or turned it off. It was on TV. I turned it off. Now, 50 Shades of Grey. I will admit that I am the one who suggested to my wife, because I knew I couldn't read it. I said, get the CD, the book on CD. First of all, let me tell you something. It's 16 CDs.
I mean, 16 yeah. CDs for one book?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's 20 hours
wow.
of listening. So what happened here is we're in the car a lot, especially on weekends. I mean, my boys that live in mid-Missouri, we have friends in, well, just 2 weeks ago we're in Kansas City. So, and then this weekend we drove a lot without going into detail. We were all over the place, you know. So I said, let me try to listen to this. And here's the interesting thing about women. Even though she's already read it, I said, you're not going to want to listen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't mind. I don't mind listening to it again. Now, if I had just read a book within the last year, and you said, let's listen to it again for 20, I'd go, no, yeah. I just read it.
So she's read all three already.
Oh, my goodness. She's read, and probably can't wait for the next one to come out. I will tell you this. I got through the audio thing. I got through chapter 12, and I can't listen to it anymore. I can't stand it. It's hard to explain how bad this 50 Shades of Grey is, and I don't mean bad like dirty. It is dirty. If Dawn Meadows Dixon read page 204, 205, because it's eight chapters in. I went and got, my wife's got it on an iPad, so I went and found, you know, in the printed word, where the dirty stuff actually starts. And the disappointment for you ladies who haven't read it, if you think you're going to crack it open and halfway through the first chapter, you're going to read words like throbbing member. And no, whoa, that's what? Eight. It's eight chapters. Eight chapters in. Now, here's what I'm ashamed to tell you that I've retained and remembered. The lead character's name is Anastasia Steele. Anna Steele. She's a college student ready to graduate. Her best friend is Catherine Cavanaugh. Sadly, this is coming right off the top of my head. I actually retained this information.
Turn in your man card.
I stopped before I got to that point. The Gray, 50 Shades of Gray, is a guy named Christian Gray. He is the CEO, chairman, president of Gray Holdings Limited Incorporated or something in Seattle, Washington. He's 27 years old, and he's a billionaire. Now, she's, 22 or something, and they meet by accident. Her best friend is supposed to interview this guy at his office, his palatial offices. Her friend is sick, so Anna Steele goes in her place to interview him. That's how they meet. I cannot believe.
Sounds fascinating.
No, I cannot believe that women have made such a big deal out of this piece of crap. And this woman who wrote it, I'm not a writer. I promise you, anybody could write as well as she writes. She's a horrible writer. I read a couple of reviews, and they talked about what an unprofessional, unskilled writer she was, and Random House published the book. I can't believe that the editors at publishers at Random House didn't look at this and go, my goodness gracious, have you ever even written a letter in your life? This is horrible. It's horribly written. And I'll give you an example of why it's horrible.
Isn't that sad? It doesn't even matter to women.
No, women don't care. No, they don't care. You know what they care about?
Steamy.
You know what they care about? His eyes seared into my skin, and as he removed his necktie to bind my wrists to the bedpost. That's what, you know, that's all they care about. It doesn't matter that her style of writing.
What happened after that?
Dan's going to go buy it now.
Yeah.
No, I brought in on this iPad, I'm going to read you the very first part, just the first page of the first chapter, and then I'm going to go right to chapter 8. I'm not going to read the parts we know we can't read, but I'm going to read you that build-up, which apparently...
The build-up.
Well, it is the build-up, which apparently is what women get so fired up about, and I don't... You know, the funny thing about us as men is we're very visual. Show me a centerfold.
Carnal, almost.
Show me a centerfold in a Playboy magazine and woohoo, yeah.
Right.
Or let me see, what's her name, Vergara. But if I picked up a book and I read the kind of crap that's in this 50 Shades of Grey, not only would I not be excited, I would be sitting there going, this is the worst crap I've ever read in my life. She has this author, has... It's like she went and learned 20 big words so that she could keep using them in the book, or 20 phrases or expressions, because she uses them over and over and over to the point where you just want to go, if I read this word again, I'll give you an example. She uses the word flush, not like a toilet flush, but like you're flushed, you're red, you're embarrassed. And if she does it once, she does it 500 times, where she'll say, Christian looked at me and said, follow me. I flushed.
What? Yeah, flushed?
Flushed?
She does this all the time. Meaning
that's not correct, is it?
No, but there are a lot of things she does that's not correct. She uses the word disorientated. I don't think that's a word. I think it's disoriented.
Right, yeah.
But nobody at Random House edited that out. They just left that kind of mistake in there. Here's another example. This Christian Grey has his own helicopter. There's a little bit of Indecent Proposal with Robert Redford in this book in that this guy has so much money that he flies her in his helicopter and then they land at his on the roof of his penthouse. You know, women, whether they'll admit it or not, they love money. They love a guy with money. They do. So there's a line in here, and I will tell you, as a helicopter pilot, and I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you because this is how I know this, there's so many things in this book that are laughable. When I heard them, like this one thing, I just laughed out loud in the car. He gets in the helicopter, and then he buckles her in and makes the harness, and he gets in and he buckles up, and he fires up the helicopter, and it says he contacts the tower and says, "Tower, Charlie Tango something, clear for takeoff." I got news for you. That never happens. You don't get in an aircraft and call the tower and tell them you're clear for takeoff. They tell you you're clear for takeoff. But we'll read a little bit of it, and then I want later, after our first break, please, ladies, if you read this book, could I hear from somebody who will call and just say, what a horribly written book? Because if you go by what you see on TV and you hear on the radio, you get the impression that every woman who reads this book, they think this is the greatest thing ever. I'd like to hear it. That can't be true. I'd like to hear from somebody. Oh, and here's another thing. The girl who reads it, you know, somebody has to read these books on CD. It used to be on tape. Now they're on CD. And if it's an autobiography, a lot of times it'll be Mick Jagger or somebody reading himself. But if it's fiction, somebody has to read it. The chick that reads this book, her name is Becca Bateau. Funny talking man could read this book better than she. She's the worst.
Becca
Big Toe. It is horrible. Becca Bateau. She is the worst reader I think I've ever. I don't know how she got this job. So that I'm kind of fired up. I'm fired up to let the world know that here you have waiting for your response someone who's not only willing to but wants to hear your critique of 50 Shades of Grey. And gentlemen, rather than tune away, you may want to listen because you may learn something. And what I learned from this book is that no matter what women say, when we get together, we don't talk about sex stuff. You've heard them say
that. Yeah, they do.
Well, right. You guys do, but we don't talk. Yeah, they do.
They're
they
worse than we are.
They absolutely do. They absolutely do. My wife, this just happened this morning. My wife stopped by to see a friend of ours that she hasn't seen in months. The woman is getting ready to leave town. My wife knew this. She knew that if she ran by, she only had, you know, just a few minutes to say hello, let me know when you get back, we'll get together. And in the course of that few minutes, my wife comes back and tells me that this woman is going through menopause. How do women, in a few minutes, having not spoken to each other for months, get into such heavy stuff as menopause? This woman actually starts telling her about their sex life during menopause. I thought,
whoa.
What?
Because they don't walk up and say, how are you doing? They go in and say,
"So this
how
is,
have yeah. you been?
Yeah.
How have you been?" And then it opens the door
the
for
floodgates.
Everything. Yes.
They're unbelievable. We can't live without them. But they're unbelievable.
No, so did you get lucky though with all of this?
Oh no!
In the car?
Oh no! No! No!
Really?
No.
Supposedly.
No. Dan, I'm married.
Yeah. What the heck are you?
Well, even married.
You know what I thought? I will tell you this. I'll be honest about it. I thought that if we're in the car and this thing is really steamy, I honest to goodness thought we might have to pull over and get some. No, it didn't happen because I couldn't stop laughing at how poorly written this thing was, and I've made notes and I'm going to put them to use, and in a year or two, I think I'm going to write a book. And I've got all the key words, throbbing. By the way, the word brow, they like that word a lot. He arched his brow. You know, and they like the, small of her back.
Yeah, they love that, especially in a porn movie.
Yeah, he placed his hand in the small of my back. And then the other thing she liked to say is those feelings were pooling up again down there.
Pooling up?
Yeah.
You know what that means.
Uh-huh. Feelings were starting to pool up down there.
Whoa, I'm telling you, slip off your chair.
I learned a lot in only 12 chapters, but we'll get to a little of any Burke segment stuff. Hey, how about those San Francisco Giants?
Man,
hey,
you got
to give it to them.
That's one good thing. We lost to the champ.
At least we don't have to feel bad. We lost to somebody that probably would have beaten anybody they went up against because they went after it. And how about those Rams?
Yeah. They lost in style.
It's the jet lag.
Yeah. And you know that I still don't understand the London thing.
I don't get it
either. Does anybody get that?
Well, it's all related to Stan Kroenke is owner of the, what is it, Arsenal? So they have connections. Or the NFL is trying to broaden their fan base. So,
well, I'm sure there are wealthy Spanish businessmen who have connections here, but they don't bring a bullfight over here once a year.
Right, yeah. It's just they've played over in Tokyo for a couple years, I think.
Is Josh still holding? Josh has been holding forever.
Yes, he is.
I hate for anybody to hold this long. Then we'll get the Burke sack, but then we'll take a break. Then we'll come back. Josh, how are you?
Good, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing great.
50 Shades of Grey. My wife is a teacher, and she got all three books. I walked funny for weeks after her finishing reading those books.
Oh. So it fired her up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me ask you something, Josh. For people who don't know the book really is about, there's one, the primary theme is, this guy is a dom. He's a dominant. The word for women is dominatrix. I don't know what the word for men is, but he's dominant and she's submissive. And right. what he does is he has a contract and he makes her sign it, basically saying, I am the master and you are the slave. Now, this is exactly the kind of thing that women have kind of fought against for, you know, the last 50 years, yet they eat this stuff up. Now, what is that?
I have no idea. I mean, it was bizarre. She constantly made comments about, to me, about looking at women and, you know, watching things on TV or whatever. And it's like, you're doing the same thing. You're reading a book that's just as bad.
Did you read any of it?
No.
You're lying.
Yeah.
No, you are. I'm telling you right now. I can tell, by the way. You read some of it.
No.
You read some of it. Didn't you? You read some.
No, I can't say that I did. No.
Certain pages?
No, you can't say that you did, but you did. And you're like me. You went right to the dirty parts to see what the big deal was. But for you, and again, this is something we should share with men, it paid off big time for you.
Oh, yeah.
One last question. I'm not going to get too personal here, but did she in any way... did she just get fired up, or did she want you to kind of like take your necktie and try any of this stuff? My guess is no.
We went to the hardware store. We'll put it that way.
Oh.
The hardware store.
You build like a trapeze.
No, that's in the book. It's in the book. This Christian Grey goes to a hardware store and he buys a rope and he buys, you know, the stuff that like a serial killer would. Serial killer would buy. Well, Josh, good for you, man.
The weirdest part about it, my mother-in-law asked my wife, what have you heard about these 50 Shades of Grey book? I think I want to read them.
Oh, boy.
My God.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Awkward.
Well, I don't know your mother-in-law. Is she pretty with it? Would she, you know?
If she realized what she was asking my wife, she would be forever embarrassed.
Yeah, I think a lot of women might think it's just one of those casual erotic. Like, it doesn't get any worse than his steamy breath up on
like
the
bar. Like those Danielle Steele books.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
Let me tell you something. No, it's not like that at all. It's got some really graphic stuff. Well, good for you, Josh.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you for the call. Well, there you have it.
Wow.
A testimony from a guy who is the beneficiary of his wife getting fired up. But it's true. It's about... Now, I didn't get to the end. I don't know what happens at the end. I don't care. The heart of this thing is about a woman doing everything he tells her to do without question.
See, that's what I don't get. Why the women get all worked out? They like that man in power? Is that
what they say? They don't.
They say a lot of things.
What was that line about the pool down there?
I can feel myself, my feelings starting to pool. No, how'd she put it? Pooling up something, a passion pooling up down there.
Oh, yeah.
I think we know what that means.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-908-4126 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-908-4126. Call 800-908-4126. That's 800-908-4126. Again, 800-908-4126.
This is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show. I want to suggest that when you once again try to walk out on that rickety old deck that looks like it's going to rot away, you call Outdoor Living and get somebody to take a look at that thing before someone gets hurt. At Outdoor Living, you'll get some new ideas. Look at some of the new materials and get an estimate on installation or just the materials if you want to build it yourself. And they'll show you how. Or why not have a deck added on if you don't have one? It'll add beauty, value, and usable space to your home. The folks at Outdoor Living and their beautiful new Just Hose It Off and Forget It materials will make your outdoor living a joy that will last forever. Give them a call at 314-966-3325 or visit them at their beautiful showroom right there at Big Bend and I-44. The website is OutdoorLivingInc.com. Don't waste another summer without a visit to the folks who built my deck. Outdoor Living.
Hi, I'm Carol. I'm a nurse and a mom to four adult children, all of whom had their teeth and smiles taken care of as they grew up by Dr. Joe Bowen. I started with Dr. Joe Bowen in the summer of 1980. I had a beautiful smile, but my teeth were prone to cavities. There were a lot of changes in my life, but the one constant was Dr. Bowen and now his son, Dr. John. I now live in Afton. Let me tell you, when the dentist and his staff is that good and your teeth and smile are at stake, it's worth every dollar in gas. I have recently undergone a series of dental implants performed by Dr. John, the best thing in the world I could have done. He used cutting-edge technology on me, a computer program which aided him in the exact placement of each implant in my jawbone. Dr. John told me he had a vested interest in my mouth and he was determined to see this through to the end. After all, he inherited me and my mouth from his dad.
For a free consultation, call Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
At Walmart, get 5-quart jugs of Valvoline conventional oil for $15.97 and Purolator oil filters for just $3.27. Save money, live better. Walmart. Monroe Shocks and Struts reminds you to replace your worn shocks, just like you do tires and wiper blades, because everything gets old. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Favorite song.
Burke segment. Do we have anything?
Yeah, I got one quick thing.
This is our control board operator, Eon the Peon. He'll be followed by the world's worst producer, Dan Strauss. What do you have, Peon?
Thank you very much. We had our yearly family fall trip over to Grafton and Pere Marquette and everything yesterday.
And thanks for pronouncing it correctly, Pere Marquette.
Pere Marquette.
Not Pierre Marquette.
That's right. Yes. I had to learn that. I used to be... stupid.
And who taught you that?
Anymore.
I believe I taught you that.
That's right. Yeah, but they have a flea market down by the loading dock of Grafton, right by the river there. And it was their last big, I think they have it once a month, and it was the last. And there was probably 50 or 60 vendors in there. It's a huge, big, open, almost like warehouse kind of thing. But I mean, there's a lot of people in there, but I wonder what is a good day, you think, for a flea market vendor? Like, how much money?
Now, is this something you know the answer to?
No, I don't. I know we have some people
I've actually thought about this a lot, because whenever I go, and it's not often, to these, and I see the work they have to unload and set up, and then they have to tear down, especially if it's a 2 or 3 day event.
And some of the booths, they have 3 or 4 tables, but I want to say a couple of the booths, 2 of their big giant tables were a dollar table, where everything on this table is a dollar, or everything on this table is half off, or this and that.
No,
but
I think it's more of a fraternity. It's like people, they know each other, they go to all the shows, it's just a thing to do and hang out. I'll bet you most of those people don't take in a day more than $100, $150.
Yeah, I would say on the average, 75 to 150.
Really? Probably.
Yeah, because Peon's right. When you see stuff, 80 cents.
Yeah, how much?
Come on.
I mean, especially when half of your stuff is a dollar.
There are always those people who have a table that nobody's interested at.
Oh, you know, right. Yeah.
Everybody just kind of glances at it and walks on. They don't stop because they don't care.
And we've been to that flea market, I want to say, 15, 20 times over the years, and I see a lot of the same stuff still sitting there.
Yeah.
Like these same exact items are still there.
A lot of those people, though, will drive around at garage sales and look, and the flea market guy will offer, I'll give you $200 or $100 for everything, and then he'll weed through it and then put it on his tables at the
flea market. When you're young and you first get married, and I would consider you past that point, Peon, but in our 20s, when you're young and stupid and you go to a big flea market, you think, because you're not old and wise enough to know better, you zero in on something and you think you have found something. Wow, I can't believe there are very many of these in the world. And I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. The first time I ever saw a flea market vendor that had pristine copies of Life magazine or Look magazine in cellophane, and I thought...
My aunt bought a couple of those Life magazines. One was from the Warren Report from
the Kennedy thing.
Yeah.
Guess what? There are 8,000 people who have that same setup at flea markets, and all of theirs are pristine too. Here's another example. When I got in the radio business accidentally, and that's how I got into it, I went to a flea market, and I think, I want to say it was Northwest Plaza used to have that big, there was a name for it, it was a big outdoor deal. I saw a Victrola, it was, and Dan, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It was a turntable, and you set the needle on it, and a big horn, it had a big horn on it.
Oh, those were awesome.
The speaker,
and it was oak, and it was in perfect shape, and I thought, well, there cannot be that many of these in this
still left.
Yeah. So I pay $300 and I took it home. Oh no, I displayed it proudly. We were out of town visiting some people. They took us to a flea market. There was one guy, and that one guy had, I would say, and this is realistically, 100 of these, nicer than mine. I'm thinking, okay, this is one guy in one town. There must be thousands of these things. What I got was nothing special. But until you know better,
right?
And these people are pretty good at making you think, oh, yeah, you're not going to find these just anywhere. Yeah, you are.
But I think it must be they just have fun doing it. This is
that's exactly what it is. It's like the car show people who go sit in a folding lawn chair next to their Corvair.
Right.
And they get a trophy. They get no money, and they flatbedded this thing for 500 miles. You couldn't possibly pay for the cost of it.
Everybody gets to come up to them and ask them questions about their car. And they enjoy that.
Are you the original owner? You know,
yeah.
And they love it. They do it because they love it. Yeah, I don't think
it's fun, though. I love flea markets. And, I don't ever hardly buy anything. I just like going to.
I hardly ever buy anything. Is a double negative.
That is.
Yeah. Idiot.
But that was it. That's why.
Anything else? Dan, what do you have?
I have something. I'm going to hippen everyone up, I guess, if that's a word.
Wow, hippen people up. I need this.
I learned this from my daughter, who's going to be 16 in December, but she said something about fish, and I said, fish? And she said, oh, no, it's not what you think.
What?
Fish. When the kids today say fish, that means...
It's not the group.
No. F it, S-H happens. That's what they mean when they say fish.
Well, isn't that nice?
Oh, my God. This is your 16-year-old daughter?
I have to tell you, though, that in public, I'd much rather hear a kid go, fish.
Fish, yeah.
Than hear them say, F it, S-H-F.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there was another thing, and it had nothing to do with any cuss words. It was, I can't remember what, something about living life or loving life or something like that.
Oh, it's,
you know what it is?
YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO. That's
it. What does that mean?
You only live once.
Yeah, you only live once.
That's all the kids today. That gives them an excuse to do stupid things is say YOLO.
They say YOLO.
You only live once, so might as well do something stupid and crazy.
Yeah, she said YOLO and said that, and then...
I hate that one.
And
you
then
know what's interesting? You only hear that, you only live once. You never hear anybody 75 say that.
No.
It's always somebody younger. Well, you only live once. Let's go jump off.
Yeah.
Let's go surf on the hood of this car.
YOLO.
Yeah.
But fish was the big one that I thought. So we are now hip.
All right. We know something we didn't know.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for sharing that with us. Anything else? Is that it?
That's it.
Burke Segment is officially closed.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The 17th annual Walter F. Phillips Memorial Wheels in Motion is coming to Westport Plaza Sunday, September 8th from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Wheels in Motion is not just another classic car show. It's an event featuring food and entertainment hosted by St. Louis Area Car Clubs. Proceeds benefit the National Children's Society. Wheels in Motion at Westport Plaza, September 8th from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. and free to the public. For more information, go to westportstl.com or on Facebook at Westport Plaza.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day.
What app is that?
The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Is your name Bill Smith?
Sure is.
Do you have brown eyes?
Yep, I do.
Is your credit card maxed out?
I don't think so.
Ever missed a bill payment?
No!
Ever take a pen from your office?
No, never! No, please stop!
Ever feel like most stores go a little too far with credit checks? Next time, shop Rent-A-Center and get the brands you want without a credit check. See store for details. No credit check or credit required. Refers to rental purchase transactions.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
shut down on the East Coast and inland for many, many miles from the East Coast, for all the things canceled, for all the places boarded up, for all the services that have come to a screeching halt, can you think of one thing that never, no matter what happens, ever stops? And when I say that, it's business as usual.
Well, the news never stops. I think.
And I'm not
that.
Talking no? about the news, because the news has other. I'm talking about something strategically located in the middle of all this that doesn't have other outlets on the West Coast. I'm talking about a one specific spot where what they do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and have for 64 years around the clock, and nothing has ever stopped them.
Wow. Mm. Something on the East Coast up there.
Well, in that general vicinity where the weather right now and the last 24 hours has been horrible.
Oh, man.
It is the Sentinels at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Oh, wow. That's right. Yes. There was a picture going around yesterday, and everybody thought it was from this recent storm, but I think it was from Hurricane Irene.
It was from a previous storm. But the point is, even with all this, they still take their 21 steps. They still tap the taps on their boot. They don't waver. They don't look anywhere but straight. Nothing changes. The wind can be almost knocking them down, but for 64 years, 24 hours a day, thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, that's
amazing to me.
It's amazing that you see these reporters out there and this stuff, and they're getting blown all over the place. And for those guys to be standing there and trying to stand still in this wind.
Well, they do it. And as far as these reporters go, it's laughable. CNN yesterday had this is a number of CNN employees, camera operators, reporters, that they sent right to the heart of this mess. They had over 100 people that they either flew in early or trucked in or drove. Yeah, CNN's headquartered in Atlanta. They got over 100 people there for this when the truth is, two or three good camera shots would probably do it.
Oh, yeah.
Show us everything we need to
you
see.
You don't need to stand in ankle-deep water. Yeah.
I don't think that I get any clearer picture of how strong this is, because somebody in a slicker is standing with a microphone holding onto a sign, than I would if I just saw, waves tearing part of the boardwalk down. That's pretty powerful.
And then he says, I'm going to have the cameraman back up so he can get safe, back up between the buildings.
Yeah.
Back up so you're safe.
What a joke.
Good grief.
It is absolutely a joke. And one of the great quotes in an article today, because they interviewed some people from the Weather Channel and basically said, why do you and all these other people have to send these reporters out to stand in the wind and the rain? The person, whoever was the spokesperson for the Weather Channel or whatever it was, says, well, I'll tell you what we don't do it for. We don't do it for ratings.
What?
Of course they do. We don't do it for ratings.
They love this. Oh, they were in heaven yesterday.
Oh, you know what they referred to it as? This is their Super Bowl. This is the meteorologist's Super Bowl. And it's true.
Secretly, they're hoping that one of the reporters will just get swept away or something.
And killed on camera. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you got some ratings.
Yeah.
It'll be all over YouTube. Look at this. This guy gets killed. He's doing a report, and the wave comes up and just kills him. And then in the wave was a shark, and then the shark ate him after the wave subsided. You can see the shark eating him alive, and he's screaming and yelling, screaming for his life, and the shark bites his head off. That's what they'd like to see. Yeah, that's what they're after.
Our special guest is standing by, I think.
I'd like to bring our special guest on here now. Our special guest is Tim Weiland, and the reason, and this won't take long, but I think we got to find out what the deal is here, because KTRS, if you really read the handbook, they have a policy about people being healthy.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're not healthy, you can't work here.
Yeah.
And Tim Weiland, first of all, how are you? How do you feel?
I'm doing well. What do you mean not healthy?
Well, you're only allowed, and I went and I looked through the KTRS manual, you're only allowed to be in the hospital in any 12-month period, one day.
Yeah.
Now, how many days were you in the hospital in the last month?
10 days.
You're in violation.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
No, you're in serious violation. Now, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to deal with you. I don't know what the punishment is, but you are in violation. Now, in the last month to be in the
handbook.
To be in the hospital 10 days in the last month. Let's go back because I know we talked to you once and you had some sort of disgusting colon thing or something, and then you went back in the hospital. What the heck happened?
No, it was the same thing. I mean, I went in the first time, and it was on a Saturday afternoon. Went in, and by Wednesday, the GI doctor told me, I think we're going to keep you here and maybe let you go tomorrow. And then another doctor came in and said, oh, you can go home today. So I went on home. They said, if anything persists, well, they gave me some oral medications and that, and it just got worse. And so on Sunday,
like somebody didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Like some doctor didn't know what he was doing.
Well, and they kept doing that because the second time I went in on Sunday night, and then on, I don't know if it was Monday or Tuesday, the doctor comes in and says, yeah, we're going to keep you here at least until Thursday with antibiotics. And then the nurse comes in and she goes, oh, I see you've been released. And I'm like, no. You talked to the other doctor. Well, there was miscommunication going on. So
that's how people die.
Really? It is.
Well, you can go home now.
That's as bad as miscommunication as the radio business.
It is as bad.
Yeah, no kidding.
Was this one doctor your ex-wife's?
No.
Let's let you go.
Now, hold on here. Hold on now. Hey. Let's not get too hasty. Dan has a point.
Yeah.
You have an ex-wife, correct?
Yes, I do.
Are you absolutely positive she has no personal connection with the doctor who wanted you to go home and die?
I don't know if I have absolute 100% positive, but I'm pretty sure she does it.
Well, I would check into that.
Yeah, I would.
That is a very real possibility. So what's the status? How are you now?
I'm probably about 90%. It's still a little bit sore down below, and it's
sounds like 50 Shades of Grey.
That
chick in that book is always talking about feelings down below.
Yes.
Oh.
So how does
this isn't welling up.
Does have to go to the bathroom? Is that bothersome?
I would never have asked.
Well, I mean, it's colon related. I mean, it's something you have to do every day. So
you get in and scream now instead of just a mild grunt.
Here's the ironic thing about this: when you have diverticulitis and you become instantly constipated, your colon gets swollen. And you can't do anything. So every time you think you have to go, you can't do a thing. Well, now it's the opposite. Every time I have to go, I got to go. So I've got no choice.
So you say you're 90%. What's left? You taking medicine? You're not going to have to go back in, I hope.
No, I have to go in next week for...
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Oh, no, he may have passed
away. He lost his...
No, you know what happened. He said when he has to go, he has to go.
Oh, man,
well, he
really had to go.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, he went quickly. quick trip to the bathroom. Now, what about sexual activities? Can you resume those immediately?
You're still a newlywed, too, yeah.
Yeah, because I know this could really take a toll on a new marriage.
Well, it wasn't much fun the past 2 weeks, but we'll.
Well, not for you. You don't know what she was doing.
Yeah. No. Yeah, no, that's true.
Women do what they have to do. I mean,
and when I say I'm like at 90%, I still get spasms, and that's what they are. You know, your intestines contract and relax and contract and everything, and that's what it's continually doing, but it's a lot less now.
Isn't it amazing how when you describe a spasm, isn't it interesting how similar it is to the description of an orgasm?
Yeah.
One is painful, and the other one feels good, and they're kind of the same thing.
And they both have like a spasm in them.
No, they have asm. Yeah. They don't have spasm, Dan. Yeah. Orgasm does not have spasm. Yeah. Holy cow.
Spasm.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, they both have spasm in them.
Yeah. Asm.
Well, we hope you're okay. We hope you're okay.
Yeah, and I will say this, and I told Dan this the other day, but for the first time in my life, a bowel movement is a wonderful thing. We'll tell you that right now.
Man.
Can we edit that out?
Yeah, I don't think we can talk about bowel.
We don't want that kind of thing on our show.
BMs, well, we call it here.
Yeah, BM. Well, we hope you're okay.
BMs.
I mean,
I'm doing fine. Doing fine.
And you can work full-time, no limitations.
No limitations.
All right. Well, stay well. That's all. We just want to check in. You know?
Well, thanks. I'm sorry I didn't follow the handbook. I don't know what to do about it. I'll talk to Mr. Dorsey.
You're given a day a year to be hospitalized. That's what it says.
Check your next paycheck. You'll see.
They'll dock you.
Yeah.
If you guys are trying, there you go. I lost audio. I didn't hear you guys.
No, they'll dock you. That's what we said. They'll dock you for probably 9 days' pay. But you know what? Who cares? You're healthy and you're alive, and that's all that matters. Who cares if you're so broke that you can't buy anything? That doesn't really matter.
That's true. Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome. Tim Weiland, everybody. Yeah. The best traffic reporter in St. Louis, maybe in the Midwest, or maybe the entire United States of America.
When Texas Governor Rick Perry wanted to explain himself, he turned first to McGraw live in the morning on KTRS.
Governor Rick Perry, in your ad, you say that more than $40 million are leaving Missouri for Texas every year. What are some of those businesses that are leaving every year?
I don't have a list of those. I'll be more than happy. We'll get our economic development folks to get you a list of them.
Senator Claire McCaskill responded.
I think I'll go back to Texas, and I think the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Rex Singfield ought to try to find somewhere else to convince people to do this rather than paying for people from other states to come in and slam us.
And so did Governor Jay Nixon.
I'm not changing the subject on this. When another governor comes to my state and says to us that Missouri businesses should move from Texas, he's flat wrong.
When you want to know first in the morning, there's only one voice standing up for you and our region. McGraw, live in the morning on KTRS.
This is Dave Schumacher, the farm guy, here on KTRS.
Hey, Farmer Dave, what's up, dude?
Be sure and join me for all the latest ag markets, the farm news, and the weather of the day. We even have updates at 10 and 12, interviews with people in the know, and we even have a little fun now and then. That's all 6 days a week.
Begin your day with Farmer Dave Schumacher, Monday through Saturday mornings at 5 a.m.
And remember, if you eat, you're involved in agriculture.
It's your early morning wake-up call on the Big 550 KTRS. When all the other voices are silent, you can depend on the Big 550 to defend our area's honor. We're proud to be the Big